Hello and good day. Welcome to the podcast of the project Cool Classic Cars. I am Neve, an AI-based voice from Voicemaker, and together with my colleague Thomas, we will talk with you in this sixth module about the relationship between classic cars and sustainable tourism. Lean back, relax, and enjoy this session. But first, there is a hint. This project has been funded with support from the European Commission. This podcast reflects the views only of the author, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. So, here we go.
The classic car market. Classic cars make up a significant percentage of the vehicles on the road and represent a growing market in many European countries. While technological innovation pushes us towards a new generation of eco-friendly cars, oldtimers and youngtimers, cars that are more than 20 years old, could transform from a disposal problem into a valuable heritage to invest in.
Let's take the Italian context as an example. In Italy, almost 25% of cars are over 20 years old. Of these, 7% are considered classic cars, distributed evenly between the north and south, and between richer and poorer regions. With over 300,000 classic cars in circulation, their total value is estimated at 103.9 billion euros. The collateral market, including insurance, events, and services, is worth 5.2 billion euros annually, representing 0.3% of the national GDP.
A living heritage. The heritage of historic cars interests millions of enthusiasts and contributes to the development of sports and cultural tourism. This type of tourism is expressed in prestigious events and acts as an economic driver, involving numerous small businesses, craftsmen, and specialized technicians in the maintenance and enhancement of a heritage of extraordinary importance.
Studies show that owners and enthusiasts of vintage cars are consistent and willing to engage in experiences related to their passion, such as fairs and dedicated tours. In November 2019, Mercedes-Benz organized one of the world's largest vintage car rallies in Bombay, India. Closer to home, the Mille Miglia in Brescia serves as an excellent showcase for the sector. This event has become a cultural and popular landmark, drawing attention far beyond Italy's borders. Thanks to initiatives by entrepreneurs and associations, there are more opportunities to explore villages, cities, and countryside at the pace of cars that have marked recent eras. Whether it's the Loire, the Chianti countryside, or the alleys of Modica, more and more people are discovering less-known destinations through means of transportation that bring a taste of bygone times to their journeys.
An issue currently at the center of public debate is the matter of environmental sustainability, especially in the automotive sector. For owners of vintage cars, emissions and fuel efficiency are usually not decisive factors in choosing a vehicle. However, an increasing number of vintage car enthusiasts are becoming more interested in leading an environmentally friendly lifestyle. According to the Footman James report, 66% of fans expressed concern about climate change, and 77% believe they are contributing in some way to combat its effects. To this end, 40% have used carbon offsetting in the past, and 52% of enthusiasts would consider contributing to a well-established program to offset emissions from their classic cars.
But what do industrial heritage tourism and a passion for vintage cars have in common? Industrial heritage tourism refers to the enhancement of cultural heritage represented by our recent past's productive and industrial sites. Mines, factories, and quarries, often abandoned due to the transformation of our societies and economies, share a common trait with old cars. Decommissioning. Areas and regions that were once vital and strategic for national growth, if not transformed by virtuous processes, are often abandoned and impoverished. Collectors and lovers of classic cars see themselves as keepers of this living heritage, investing time and money to preserve and foster an iconic aspect of our culture.
Benefits of connecting classic cars with industrial heritage tourism. Connecting classic cars with industrial heritage sites can create a win-win scenario. This supports abandoned and economically depressed areas, revives locations fading into obscurity, and transforms older vehicles from a disposal problem into an economic growth tool. Strategies to leverage the potential of the classic car market include collaborating with existing industrial heritage sites, organizing classic car fairs and dedicated tours, promoting partnerships with local businesses, and developing specialized services for classic car lovers. Additionally, designing specific intermodal tours that offer classic car rentals as part of the travel experience could be highly effective.
Let's analyze some examples. The classic car market is growing. In Germany, the market value has nearly doubled over the past 4 years. Examples of positive impacts on local economies and the tourism sector include Cuba and Noto in Sicily, where classic cars have become tourist attractions. In the direction of a carbon-free economy, the existence of classic cars could be seen as a problem or an asset. Lovers of these cars recognize the inherent historical value of the living heritage they represent and are sensitive to other products and relics of our recent past.
Promoting design tours and activities with classic cars can generate wide benefits for small businesses, craftsmen, and owners living in regions and sites not linked to major tourist circuits. Studies show that a significant 0.3% of Italy's GDP is already generated by the classic car market. This value must be preserved and directed into the transition to a greener society.
Associating classic cars with industrial heritage sites could be a game changer. Currently, the promotional actions for vintage cars linked to industrial tourism are still underestimated. This niche in travel is expanding, becoming an increasingly significant portion of the cultural tourism market. Mines, factories, and old craft sites are testimonials of a recent past that is rapidly disappearing. With forward-thinking interventions from private and public investors, they can become places of aggregation, museum hubs, multifunctional spaces, and destinations for travelers seeking to escape mass tourism.
One notable example is the National Coal Mining Museum for England in Overton, which has organized vintage vehicle fairs to attract enthusiasts and curious visitors alike. The classic car market represents a story of steel and design, technological revolutions, and mechanical ingenuity. It's a history worth preserving and promoting, especially when connected with heritage tourism.
Thank you for listening. We have reached the end of our journey. It's been an incredible experience exploring these topics with you, from the preservation of industrial heritage to the unique charm of classic cars. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast series as much as we've enjoyed creating it. Goodbye.